some warm weather, and I hope you enjoy it. It's At Large on 101.5 UMFM.
Maybe you saw it, a loose cable, a slippery floor, or maybe you felt it when you were assigned a task you weren't ready for, but you stayed quiet. Now it's a matter of time before someone at work gets hurt, because silence won't stop a workplace injury. If it's unsafe, tell your employer or voice your concerns at 204-957-SAFE. Whether you're new to Manitoba or new to the job, you have the right to a safe workplace.
Good evening and welcome to Art World Innovators, exploring stories of innovation in the art world. I'm your host, Susan Cohn, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba.
Our guest this evening is Gabby Moraes, Brazilian illustrator and ceramicist developing concept art, character design, game design, and illustrations for numerous children's books. Gabby illustrated the book recently released entitled My Very Best, written by a native Winnipegger, Stephanie Gutnick. Gabby lectures and offers workshops for schools and festivals, such as cartoon portrait workshops on how to draw portraits of yourself or someone you like in a fun way. She has partnered on cultural events in her city with the Secretary of the Environment to bring greater culture and environmental awareness to the community. Gabby has also done volunteer work and developed illustrations for such organizations as Comforter's House, supporting people and animals in need. Welcome to Art World Innovators, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you so much for your invitation.
Your children's book illustrations are becoming more widely known and are very creative. How does your story begin?
When I was a child, I surrounded myself with cartoons, children's books, comics. I learned how to read with comics. So I surrounded myself with arts, especially cartoons. And this is why I started to create the stories and characters myself since I was a child. And after that, I started to study drawing. I took some drawing classes, and then I went to university. I have a degree in occupational therapy, and it's pretty different from illustration. But it helped me a lot to understand how to emphasize the emotional feelings to my drawings and illustrations. So I worked in a website and making some child histories, classical histories for a website. And then I started to create a children's book myself.
And what book was that?
The first book was this one, Chove Chuva, which in a free translation would be Rang Rang. This is my first published book, and it won a very known prize here in Brazil called Prêmio Jabuti. This was my first children's book. And after this book, which was in 2016, I started to work formally as an illustrator, especially in the children's book art.
Who are a few of the illustrators and authors that may have been influential for you?
One of my favorites is Eva Furnari. She's an illustrator and an author, very known here in Brazil. I really like her style because she creates like Dr. Seuss, who has a very, very joyful and creative style himself. So she's, for me, is one of the most interesting authors in Brazil. I also like Eva Furnari, Maurício de Souza. He's the author of Turma da Mônica. Turma da Mônica is a comic gang here in Brazil. It is very famous. So he created all this universe of Turma da Mônica, Mônica's gang. And I like his work very much. Eva Furnari, Maurício de Souza, Dr. Seuss. I really like his style, of the ways he creates the words. I really like Bill Watterson, which creates Calvin and Hobbes. Here we call Calvin Haroldo. I think he has a different name. He's Frederic Pilot, who is a very good illustrator. André Neves, also illustrator here from Brazil. Lots of illustrators.
Tell us about your formal training and the various media that you've explored.
Like I said, I have a degree in occupational therapy. And I think I consider myself a shy person. But after I went to the school, not to the university, I guess it helped me a lot to develop myself, to talk to people, because we work a lot, take care of others. And this is why it helps me to improve as an illustrator, as also an occupational therapist. This degree also helped me imagine how a kid feels the emotion of herself. So every time I make a book, I create an illustration, I try to create a whole universe of feelings which a kid could understand, and now that too. So this is why I think the OT, occupational therapy, helped me a lot creating universes. Talking about a formal training, I took so many courses of 2D traditional illustration, characters illustration, digital watercolor from many different artists, especially from here in Brazil. So I also started to teach drawing myself so I could improve as a professional and as an illustrator to improve my artwork. So I did very different courses. Also for creative courses, I think is that.
Would you like to tell us about your creative ceramics?
I started to learn ceramics last year. I took a 2-month course, and just to understand how this whole universe works. So my goal for now, I have to stop the course a little bit to take care of my book projects. So my goal for now is to develop some ceramic characters and try to make different kinds of children's book, taking pictures of the ceramic like it was the illustration. So I'll try to make some figures to make the illustration for the book. I try to create histories for children's book too. I'm developing some ways of creating this universe. I think it's pretty hard because I'm used to illustrator or another author's ways of feeling and see. So this is what I'm trying to do right now.
How do you generally find your opportunities?
The first book, The Chove Chuva, started when I was in the website making the classical illustrated stories. And I had in that time a very specific portfolio. And I started to manage to people know my portfolio live or in the internet. So this is how I managed to know other authors and something like that. For now, I have Behance, Instagram, and I have very different kinds of styles of illustrations. So this helps me a lot to deliver different kinds of menu for the authors. So I use some freelance platforms like Upwork, Behance, also the Instagram, to know other people, other authors. Usually I take main kinds of books of the same author. So to give you a sample, this particular one in my hand called Naked, it's my second book from Tilmor Press, which is a Canadian publisher from Toronto. And this publisher, a client, which I consider as a partner, his name is John Seymour. He's from Toronto. And I met him in 2020, many years ago. And we are making our 50 book together. By now, we're creating a comic book, very similar to a funny book like Dogman. This publisher is very interesting because he's an independent publisher who sells hardcover like Naked One. He plants a tree. I find it very cool. So for every hardcover, he plants a tree. So we work together in very different projects like this one. And we just launched another book called Sloths and Their Moths. It's a science book. Very, very, very cool. And it was very fun to create it because sloth is very common here in Brazil, especially in Amazon. So I never been Amazon myself, so it was very cool to make a little web trip for in Amazon to create this kind of universe and environment. I don't have this book yet because he has to launch it first, and then he sent the book to me. So he's a great guy. He's trying to survive as an independent author, a publisher. So we make books together. But I also make for other clients too.
Maybe walk us through your creative process as you explore ideas and characters and stories. If you wanted to tell us a little about your work with Stephanie Gutnick.
Well, first of all, Stephanie, she's really, really cool and very kind to walk me through all her history about her family and her sister. So she was extremely kind. She came by another client that I met in 2000 and something. And I think they are from United Kingdom. And she came through me through them. So when we first met, she told me about her story, which I really liked the way she make the text. I really liked the way she types and she makes the history flows. So we worked together on the understand how the style of the art could be, the visual style. So she sent me some pictures of her and her family, and I made some sketches of them and sent to her. And after her approval, we started to make the book sketch itself. So first of all, we talked about the history, the text. After that, the character sketches. And after that, the book sketches. And after she approved all of them, the thumbnails of the sketch, I made the painting part, also sent to her, and we made the book layout together.
I just wanted to say, knowing the family, you really captured the characters beautifully.
Oh, this is so cool. Thank you so much for saying that. When I create the illustrations, especially when it mixes a little with the author self-history, I try to make it emotional as possible. because I learned that histories move our feelings. So this is what I try to do when I create the books, the illustrations.
Are there any other titles that you have illustrated that you'd like to share a few details of their authors and the stories?
Like I said before, this Naked that I just showed you, it's one of my favorite books that I illustrated because it's a very funny book. I can tell a little about the story. It's a kid who thinks he's a hero and his cat gone missing the night. And he tries to save his cat going naked with a masked horse through the city. And his parents try to capture him into the city. So this is a very funny book. Also, there's another book here called Kef Builds a Time Machine, Kef UQ, which is my first book with Tumor Press. It's a story about a girl who loves to create machines, and she tries to develop a time machine, but she finds herself developing a time that makes things go upside down. It's a very, very funny and cute story. Also, I have this one, Ghostly Football. I made for a Brazilian author, and she lives in United Kingdom, and she's trying to be a young adult author. So I really like this one too.
So what advice would you give artists who are interested in becoming children's book illustrators as you have?
It's a very, very cool question because for me, being a children's book illustrator, first of all, we have to have fun creating the books. One of the most important points of being a kid is have to allow ourselves and allow our inner kids to have fun. So when we have fun making books, it doesn't matter the theme of the book, we can deliver fun to the audience too. So first of all, I guess having fun, trying to have fun, even when you are creating your portfolio before you work as an artist. And after that, for sure, learning drawing skills and developing drawing skills and never give up. Because if I counted with my parents or something like that, I would never be an artist. So I think it's to believe in yourself and have some fun.
Are there any new techniques or new directions you're exploring in your illustrations, ceramics, or any other artworks?
Oh, I guess I answered that before because I'm trying to develop a way of creating some sculptures with clay or something like that to take some photos and make illustrations and scenes for the books. So this is one of my, I'll try to do things. And collage, because I'm very used to do digital illustration. And I'm trying to develop some new ways of getting new emotional ways to make stories. So I guess clay is the first answer.
Would you like to talk about any of the volunteer work or the workshops and teaching that you've been doing and what you find most interesting and valuable about that?
As a kid myself, I didn't have the opportunity to get in touch with art. For sure, my parents sent me to drawing lessons and something like that, but I never had the opportunity to leave art in my child or my teenager age in the most of experiments. So when I go to some public school or some event to make free workshops, I try to be that professional, be that illustration that I'd like to have in my childhood for understand this world of art. So I develop in my city a project called Desenha Campos. My city's name is Campos do Jordão, a very tiny city in the state of São Paulo. And the city is very tricky because it's a touristic city. So it's very expensive to live there. So for poor people, it's really hard to have some, in my point of view, in my time, it was very hard to have some art context, especially drawing. So I developed in my city this project called Desenha Campus. I invited a friend, Renato, he works with education, and together we tried to create some art space in public squares in my city. So we provide all tools like pencil, papers, tables and chairs and music to provide a universe of art and art experience for the city people, the folks. So we made some encounters, some get together to talk about art and make some drawing time. So this project is very special for me because I'd like to have this kind of thing when I was a child myself.
Do you have any exciting opportunities coming up and what might be next?
Well, I'm making now some book covers, and it's an adult book, so it's very different for me to make this kind of content. And I'm working by now in two different children books, the comics, like I said, for Chamber Press, and children book for here in Brazil. So for now, I'm talking with some other clients. One lives there in Miami, but he's Brazilian too. I don't know if we're going to create this book together or not. I hope so. But he made a very interesting history about some special feelings that I also believe too. I cannot tell about them, but we're trying to make this thing come up. And another client, I think he lives in China, and we're going to make some biographies with children content. So cartoons, scenes talking about very specific Brazilians that lived here in Brazil.
Well, I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to share your story and your valuable insight. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we wish you continued success.
Thank you so much.
For those of you just tuning in, you are listening to Art World Innovators on UMFM 101.5.
I will leave you tonight with Brazilian music by Mariana de Castro.
Cachoeira, sentada na beira do rio. Eu vi mamãe Oxum na cachoeira, sentada na beira do rio. Colhendo lírio, lírio e, colhendo lírio, lírio a, colhendo lírio pra enfeitar o seu congá. Colhendo lírio, lírio e, colhendo lírio, lírio a, colhendo lírio pra enfeitar o seu congá.
peito. São Jorge acendeu a lua e clareou, 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 clareou. As almas de luz da lua clareou.
Listening to Art World Innovators here on UMFM 101.5 at the University of Manitoba. Join us again next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. for more on today's innovators in the art world.
Here's your friendly reminder that the UMSU Service Center is here to help you with all of your Winnipeg Transit-related needs. If you are a new student and need to get a post-secondary PAYGO card set up, we're the place to go. We'll get you set up quickly and help you save 20% versus a regular adult full fare pass. Lost your PAYGO card? Don't sweat. You can get squared away on that as well. We're currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Come visit us in room 101 on the main floor of the UMSU University Center or at our Bannatyne location in the Brody Atrium, which is open from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. If you've got student-related Winnipeg Transit questions, we've got all the answers. Call us at 204-474-8211 or email us at umsu@umsu.ca.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 17th to 21st. Presented by Service Credit Union, experience 5 days of music, comedy, art, and much more in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Joining Sled Island's previously announced guest curator, Clipping, is English chamber folk ensemble Black Country New Road, revered Canadian pop project Homeshake, renowned abstract rapper Billy Woods, LA synth-punk Sextile, fuzzy indie rock outfit Feeble Little Horse, outlandish egg-punk group Snooper, lo-fi post-punk duo Sweeping Promises, New York-based ambient pioneer Laraji, genre-bending dream pop artist Salami Rose Joe Lewis, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
No, I mean, look at that, man. Looks like a radio station.
CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg.
Request lines are up.
It's open. Sukrum's
Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 presents Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sukrum's Tap.
I laid back down in my night eyes, and I visioned you there. Moonbeams in my hair went out, my heart came winging, softly singing between time one and time two. Inside the damp earth call, with love I send it all. Above the mountains tall, below the cordless moon.
smoke on the rise. I was moving, soft and soothing, gleaming in the night. Silken strings wrapped around me lift my old body, dressed in blue and white, winding through the silver trees. Let my love drill out from me. All the light comes back, I see, when the raven meets the dove. But no, I'll never be a slave again for love.
Whoa, Winnipeg, what's up? How are you doing? My name is Connor. You found your way to Dagwood Radio. Coming to you live from UMFM 101.5 studios here at the University of Manitoba campus in the